Hi, this week the question is, what does the Bible say about polygamy? Polygamy means a man with multiple wives. Fox News reported on April the 8th, 2008, about a raid on a Mormon compound in El Dorado, Texas. The raid began after a phone call to authorities from a 16-year-old Mormon girl who said she was raped. Investigations seem to indicate the Mormon church compound tolerated and practiced polygamy. A total of 401 children have been seized from their homes and await the verdict of the courts to determine their fate. Polygamous marriages were allegedly being arranged with parental consent between children in their mid to late teens with men in their 40s and 50s. Polygamy was at one time much more prominent among the Mormons in the past than it is today. Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church, claimed to be a prophet of God. On July the 12th, 1843, Joseph Smith made the following revelation concerning polygamy and claimed that it was from the Lord. Here's what he said, quote, "For behold, I reveal unto you a new and everlasting covenant, and if ye abide not in that covenant, then are ye damned. For no one can reject this covenant and be permitted to enter into the Lord's glory." That's from Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 132, verse 4. Now, this everlasting covenant which is being described concerns polygamy, as the first verse of that passage reveals. And so, not only was one permitted to have multiple wives, it's demanded to progress into the highest heavens. Now, Mormons believe that there are multiple levels in heaven. In 1882, the Edmunds Bill was passed by Congress, making polygamy illegal. When the Mormons failed to comply with the law, the United States threatened to send the U.S. cavalry to confiscate all their property and disperse them. Interestingly, the leader of the Mormons, Wilford Woodruff, had a new revelation, which supposedly was from God. On September the 29th, 1890, Woodruff issued a manifesto which was voted on and approved by the General Conference on October 6, 1890. This manifesto basically said that when man's law interferes with God's law, Mormons must do what man's law says. And hence, Mormons were no longer required to keep the everlasting covenant of polygamy. Liberal Mormons of today no longer practice polygamy because of this revelation given by Wilford Woodruff. However, Orthodox conservative Mormons who take the writings of Joseph Smith seriously still insist on practicing polygamy today. Now, here's the question, what's wrong with all of this? Well, first of all, it's wrong to believe that God is still revealing messages to men. Jesus promised that he would reveal all truth to his apostles, John chapter 16, verse 13. This means that there would be no more truth to reveal later on in the days of Joseph Smith. And furthermore, the Apostle Peter declared that all truth had been revealed to the apostles before they died. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. This truth was written down in the pages of the New Testament, Ephesians 3, verses 3 through 5. And therefore, all religious and spiritual truth has been revealed, recorded, and divinely protected from loss and corruption. In Matthew 24, verse 35, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." The Bible has the final word to say on moral issues. There is no more revelation from God since the days of the apostles. Whatever the Bible says about polygamy is final, and there is no more word from God on the subject other than the revelation given in the Bible. Number two, it's wrong to believe that God's law is inferior to man's law. Mormon President Wilford Woodruff said that he had received a revelation from God saying the everlasting covenant of polygamy was no longer necessary because man's law interfered. In other words, man's law takes priority to God's law. According to the Bible, though, the true revelation from God, man's law is inferior to God's law. Consider the case of the apostles. They were told by Jewish authorities not to preach the gospel. Notice in Acts chapter 4, verse 18 through 20. "So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Therefore, since God's word is superior to man's law, men ought to do what God said rather than what men say." In Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." If God truly required polygamy, then his people should be willing to go to jail and even die if that's what he required. And this brings up the next point, number 3. Polygamy has been wrong since the days of the apostles. While it is true that polygamy was tolerated by God during the Old Testament era, it's also true the Old Testament has come to an end. The laws and the precepts of the Old Testament have been replaced by the laws and precepts of the New Testament. In Colossians 2, verse 14, the Apostle Paul said, "The Old Testament was taken away and nailed to the cross." In Hebrews 8, verse 13, the writer says the Old Testament has become obsolete and is growing old and ready to vanish away. God's people are now under a New Testament. This New Testament allows for monogamy, but not polygamy. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6, "Have you not read that he who made them in the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.'" In other words, Jesus pointed to the creation. In the beginning, God did not create one man and two women. He did not create one man and 10 women. Instead, God created one man and one woman. This arrangement of one man and one woman is the law of God since the beginning of the New Testament. It remains the law of God to this very day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband." Again, this passage agrees with what Jesus previously stated. One man and one woman. Divorce among God's people is restricted to one cause, the cause of fornication, Matthew 19, verse 9. In other words, the only time that a Christian may divorce and remarry is if his or her spouse cheated on them. In this case, the innocent party is free to remarry. So in conclusion, the Orthodox Mormons of El Dorado, Texas, are really being true to the teachings of Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church. The liberal Mormons who reject polygamy are being unfaithful and untrue to the teachings of their founder. On the other hand, both sects of Mormons are being unfaithful to the teachings of the New Testament and unfaithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ, the founder of the Church of Christ. In John chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.